come to Finland and Jyväskylä, University of Jyväskylä. My name is Teemu Keränen and I work as a safety and security coordinator here in the university. I came here to talk and discuss about safety issues related to your stay here in Jyväskylä. I hope you all have a nice and safe exchange. I will start my speech with not so nice example from last winter. I'm doing this to wake you up. I don't think you want to experience the same as exchange students who arrived at the turn of last year. And we would not want to be in the same situation again. The beginning went well even then. Students were received safely and offered information and opportunities to avoid unnecessary physical contact. However, just over 2 weeks later, it exploded. We learned that some of the students had been infected with the corona, and a large number of them in addition were symptomatic. The situation seemed very serious from the point of view of the health authorities and had to be taken over urgently. A large number of actors did a great job to enable the sick to isolate themselves and the exposed to remain in quarantine. The city of Jyväskylä shut down many of its services and the university campuses were closed for several weeks. You can see from the figures and titles at this slide, most of the shippers who arrived became infected. And I can say that it's not very nice to live in the cell home where most of the residents are sick and you are not allowed to leave. However, this was also clarified. The corona was largely isolated and hardly spread outside this district. 185 students fell ill with corona and about 2,000 people were guaranteed in the connection with this chain. The effects were therefore great. The matter was covered up at the national level and a bar night organized by an external actor was blamed in public. In reality, the infection spread because the exchange students gathered and spent a lot of time with each other with a large group in the apartments and dormitory saunas. As you can see from the news headlines I picked up, the problem wasn't just local. Nationwide, the same phenomenon was repeated elsewhere and had nasty consequences. We would very much like this phenomenon not to happen again. Our hope is that as vaccine coverage increases, we will gradually be able to open more of our local activities and society will also open. In order to become more transparent, everyone must take responsibility for not spreading the virus. By acting responsibly and safely, I believe you will be able to enjoy many different experiences. The university and the rest of the society can be kept open and during the exchange, you can enjoy various services and meet people. The image of exchange students and university among locals also remains positive when you're not spreading the virus. Everyone feels safer, which contributes to mental well-being. And also, the exchange studies will not be expensive for the society, university, and for you. How to make it possible? That's the question. First, know the risks. I think the risks came to be described in these examples. In the arrival phase, everyone maintains social distances and does not potentially spread the virus to others through contact. For your information, at least three of the international students who arrived in Jyväskylä last week have already been found to be corona positive. So it's therefore a real and acute threat. Avoid gathering in large crowds, especially in cramped interiors. Under these conditions, the virus spreads really easily. If you are organizing events, do it in small groups and preferably in outdoors. If anyone is planning events that you see as dangerous, get in touch with us. Then we can have the opportunity to influence and guide in advance. We strive to help you to do your best to have a safe experience during your stay here. Here you will find links to reliable sources for information on corona and health safety. And then, not about corona, but other safety and security matters. So, if you have an emergency here in Finland, dial 112, which is the emergency number. Dial there if someone's life, health, property or environment is threatened or in danger, or you are witnessing a crime being committed. The number 112 works in all EU countries. I recommend also to download the 112 Suomi mobile app, because it makes it easier for authorities to locate you when you call in emergencies. In the application, you will find the most important services from which you can get official help. So that's a warm recommended for that. And here in University of Jyväskylä, we have this emergency response guide, and it's recommended to familiarize yourself with it. It can be found in our websites. It has information on most common safety risks and how to act accordingly in acute situations. And then a little bit about traffic safety. Finland is not normally quite safe to move and be in the traffic, but what is different, it's in the autumn and the winter it's very dark in here. So it's highly recommended to use a reflector in your jackets and pants. And when you're driving a bike, use a headlight and tail light. It's now you have to do it. It's against the law if you don't have those. And when you're not using those, car drivers do not see you very well, and it's much more probable that cars will hit you. And when it's winter here, you should take winter conditions into considerations. Outdoors can be very slippery, so be extra cautious. If you're using a bike, spiked tires are recommended for your bike. And then a little bit about thefts. Our premises are mainly open to everyone, and our regular thieves are well aware of this. So if you don't want to get rid of your laptop, phone, wallet, etc., do not leave your valuables unattended. Thieves are also interested in valuable bikes and other things. During the autumn, bikes are stolen on a weekly basis. That's on a normal time. So use a decent lock and lock your bike into fixed object. These are in our campuses. And if you want to report of a crime, an offense or a crime can be reported at the police station here, or it's recommended to use the website where you can announce that also. If you don't report, there will be no police investigation. And also, we as security people would like to know if there's happening some crimes, so we can also assist or help with those. If you have any medical emergencies, call in advance this number. It goes to the Central Hospital of Central Finland. The first aid and at the night and during the weekends is also covered there. You will get help from that number, but if you have a crisis or some very urgent medical emergency, remember to call 112. All right, that was my short presentation. I hope everyone has a safe exchange here in Jyväskylä. Do you have any questions?
Thank you, Teemu. In the chat, there are no questions, but please feel free, guys, to ask questions either by opening your mic or writing to us in the chat. I think there are no questions. So in that case, Teemu, thank you so much.
Thank you for
coming, and we will share these slides as well with the students, so they will be able to check back on it and possible links from the orientation program websites. And then the next session will be on student housing in Jyväskylä. And do we have here Jenna and Jonas? I haven't seen them, but if you are here, please put on your camera. Yes, I think we are a bit ahead of time. The next session is due to